Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Brendan. I'm the host of Master Talk. It's a YouTube channel I started to help the world master the art of communication and public speaking, and I pretty much make YouTube videos on the topic.
Very good, Brendan. I have made some points, so 7 to 8 points, like as your main subject is of public speaking. So I have heard that there are seven elements of public speaking, right? Like speaker, the one who speaks, then what messages he want to share with his audience, then the medium of channel, the communication medium, then fourth point is of listeners, our audience, and taking feedback, also interference, like if any audience interfering between the speech and the situation of topic. If I'm not wrong, these are seven elements main anyone focuses while speaking, while public speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. There's many different things we need to consider, but instead of naming seven, I think the number one thing people need to do is to realize how to practice properly, because most people pretty don't know how to practice public speaking. They try and do 100 different presentations 100 different times and it doesn't work. Whereas what the best speakers in the world do is they do one or two presentations, but they do it hundreds of times. So that's really the key.
Okay. Anything you would like to share other than this from your experience? Because I am literally a newbie in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the number one recommendation I have is a simple question. That simple question is, how would the world change if you were an incredible speaker? Most people don't ask themselves this question. That's why they don't like public speaking. They're not
Yes.
asking themselves, how would the world be different if they were incredible speakers? Is it, communicating better on a podcast? Is it talking better with the people around us? How are we communicating in a way that not just inspires our life, but inspires the people around us to live a better life? So how you communicate is everything. And the more you understand why you want to master it, the easier it'll be for you to master communication.
So, according to you, we first need a base of purpose, right? That why are we doing this? And second thing is taking into action. Start practicing the public speaking, talk with people and like that.
Absolutely. Practice really makes perfect in this case. And there's one exercise people can do as well. It's called the random word exercise. So basically what it is you pick a random word out of the dictionary or just a random word in general, and you make a presentation out of it. So why don't you give me a random word? I'll demonstrate it.
Random word like
Any word.
uncertain,
Sure, consulting.
uncertain.
Uncertainty, you mean?
Yes.
Sure. So let's say I use that word. It would sound something like this. Everyone thinks that in life everything is certain. From the arranged marriage you're supposed to have, to the kids you're supposed to get, to the school you're supposed to go to the food that you're supposed to eat, which is rice every day, and everything that you do. Everything seems to be certain, to the way that you end your life, to the way that you started. But the true fun, the true enjoyment, the joy of life is in the uncertainty. The things that you're not really sure how that happened, that surprise you, that shock you, that might even sadden you. But it's those moments that make life more interesting. So I dare everyone who are listening right now to not just focus on the certainties of your life, but to focus and to embrace the uncertain moments as well. So that's just an example of being like random, right? So the point is, if you practice this every
Oh,
day,
wow, Brandon.
well, that's the key, Pri. If you practice this every day, 5 minutes every
Yes.
day, you'll get really good. Like at the beginning, like I've done this exercise 2,000 times, not 2 times, not 200 times, 2,000 times, right? That's why I
Wow.
can speak like this. It's not because I'm special. It's because I just practiced a lot more than most people do in their lives, right? So that's the thing. You want to do that exercise 5 minutes every day, and you'll get much better at communication really quickly.
Yes, definitely. Even right now, I have done this much episodes in podcast, around 9 episodes. But that was like, first I write the script, then I read them, and then I record it this way. And because of a bit of camera fear and all such things, I focused on our podcast more because we have not to see anyone.
And I agree. So my advice for you specifically, let's forget about the script. You're a lot more confident than you think you are. Every day, go on your Instagram, on your phone, and just do a 20-second video. Hey guys, it's Pri here. This is what I'm thinking about. See you tomorrow. I do that every day. So I present on camera 500 times a year, probably. And it's nothing special. I just take my phone. So at the beginning, when I was on my phone, I used to put this on my phone like this. I look like an idiot. But then after 8 months, I was like, oh, this is how the phone works. I have to do like a distance, right? Like I figured it out. And now I just sit here and I record like this. And now I'm fine. I'm a lot more confident than I used to be. So I think the key is everything comes with practice. And if people don't believe me, I leave up my old YouTube videos. You can go watch my old stuff. You can see how nervous I was on camera. I would literally sound like this. So hey guys, my name is Brendan. And then it changes over time too. Did you know that 45% of the world does, and then I just get into it, right? But you don't start that way. You don't get out of your, you're not born a speaker, you become one.
Yes, I agree. Now, another question is that many times, many times we'll see these things happens. Like when person is speaking, then all such breaks happen while communication.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So the idea with the ums and ahs is we want to replace them with silences. So as we get better at taking longer and longer pauses and replacing our ums and ahs with nothing, we get a lot better at communication. So the advice I have is go to somebody that you love in your house and stare at them for 2 minutes and don't say anything. And let's see how long you can last. Because if you can get comfortable in that pause, it's much easier for you to silence more and to say less filler words.
Okay. Yeah, I remember earlier when I was in college back in 2016 and 17. At that time, I used to perform. I used to give stage performance. That yes, I can relate with that. That because due to that practice, during those period while I was in college. At that time, I didn't have that much fear. But when I stopped that, when it was all over and a huge years of gap, like 2 to 3 years of gap was there in between from present moment. So yes, now I get anxiety while facing camera and while speaking, I get totally blank. Like when there is no one, there are lots of thoughts going into my mind. Even before we have to do this podcast, right? So I had a plan and thought that I will ask this type of questions. I have even written this, and I'll try to do my best because Brendan is a public speaker. Then I have to also give my efforts at least to reach some level. So I was like that, but now you can see when we face the camera, all the thoughts are like vanish, just like that. And what we are, the truth automatically reveals.
I agree, man. Like same thing with me. Like I started, I had no idea what I was doing. I was in my mother's basement with no money. I was literally recording on this phone, and I was completely lost. But over time, I got better. I got sharper, I got smarter, and then the fear went away.
Okay. And one thing I have read in internet today, that we have to first build, while we are speaking or giving any speech around a huge mass of public, around a huge mass of public, then first they say that build a relation. How can we do that? Like build relation with those public.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't talk right away. Don't talk right away about the topic or speech we are going to give. But first, build relation.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, the key to relationships, whether it's audience or just people in general, is always this question: what can you do for other people? If you're trying to build an amazing presentation, you're presenting to other people. What do they want out of it? Same thing with who you are as a person. What are they getting out of what you're trying to do? So whenever I meet new people, how do I add value to them? I mean, like, I'm on your podcast, right? Even if you're brand new, right? It's a way of adding the value of serving people. Even if chances are, I probably won't get anything in return besides a couple of people like sharing my YouTube channel, but it's not big for me, right? So why do I do it? Because it's great to help people and to serve. So for you and for everyone who's listening, you need to think about, what is my skill set and how can I use my skill set to help other people? And if you do that, you're going to have the best relationships in town. All of the smartest people in the world will want to do business with you.
Okay. Also, that video I have watched of yours, you said about making eye contact. So I remember my own experience that once I was giving a college presentation, at that time, whole class of mine was sitting next to me, and I was giving presentation. So sometimes while giving presentation, it happens like we make eye contact with our friends or with our who we know, and just we stare right into their eyes, and everything vanishes from mind for a certain moment.
The reason that happens. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And another, and so many other thoughts come during that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the remedy to that is to understand that if you present the same presentation 25 times, you won't have that issue anymore. Because the issue with that fear, it's probably your first, like, what was it? Was it the first time you were giving that presentation, the second time? Like, which one was it?
Oh, yes, it was the first time.
Yeah, of course. That's normal. You don't know your content perfectly. Nothing's really in order. Do you know how many podcast episodes I've done at this point? Like, I've probably done like 200 or 300 of them. So at the beginning, you know, you're just there like, oh, this is so nervous. Like, I don't really know what to do. But after you do it 200 times, you're kind of just like, well, I mean, there's no new question you could ask me about public speaking that I haven't answered yet, right? I mean, they're just like, Brendan, like, tell me about you. Talk to us about eye contact. I was like, okay, like, yes. It's not the first time that I'm hearing this. Same thing with the presentation, right? But if people ask me about my favorite color, I would be like, oh, I didn't think about that, right? Because nobody asks you that. So that's the key. Focus on doing the same topic over and over and over again. And then you won't have blanks anymore. You'll just be super confident in the way that you speak.
So basically, now I am at that point, what to ask. See, I have been frank right now.
How about we conclude the episode with... yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you can tell about yourself because right now, I agree that this is my first broadcast and I am doing my worst performance ever in front of you.
It's okay. We're all learning. I always like supporting early creators. It's not an issue. So the life advice I'll leave people with, if you want to check out all my YouTube videos, it's Master Talk in one word. If you want to message me directly, you want to get in touch, Instagram is the best way. So I'm at Master Your Talk. So now that we got all that out of the way, let's talk about my life advice. The life advice that I have for people, besides the book recommendation, which is Thirst by Scott Harrison, I recommend you all check that out. It's a great book on public speaking and storytelling, is this idea of be insane or be the same. If you want to be like everyone else, that's totally fine, but it's not going to get you very far in life. I think the best way of living it is by doing things and making decisions that no one else is willing to make. I made a YouTube videos. I started making a channel on public speaking tips at the age of 22. I started coaching senior level executives at 23, but I still live in my mother's basement. What does that mean? It means all of the decisions that I make only make sense to the only person that matters, which is me. So I highly recommend that you make those decisions for yourself and you live to be more insane.
Aye, Captain.
All right, Pri. Thanks for having me on, man. Wishing you have a great day.
And thank you, man. I'll definitely watch all your videos from now, and I'll keep on practicing from today itself.
That's the key, man. I appreciate the time, man, and thanks for having me.
From today, I really got a booster, because till now I was making animation videos and podcasts because of a fear that I don't have to face a camera. So I was running from that and finding excuses. But from today, I will start on practicing. And to all my audience, definitely check Brendan's channel and Instagram, Master Your Talk. And definitely check it. Seriously, I don't have any words. Just thank you. And I'm saying it from my heart, full of gratitude. Thank you, Brendan, for joining this and giving a huge amount of booster and motivation.
Of course, Pri, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And next time, I'm definitely saying that next time it will be much better. I'm looking forward to it. Whenever I master and I learn after a few months, or say, I think whenever it seems that I'm ready, and definitely I will contact you back. And meanwhile, you can even contact anytime if you want.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that, Pri. And I'm looking forward to the next conversation. Keep it up, and wishing
sure.
you well.
Sure, definitely.
All right, brother. Take care.
Okay, bye. Take care, man.
Cheers, brother.